This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, where we were formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana, but now, after the storm Katrina, we were relocated into Walker, Louisiana, and we're here now. We have a new chapel, a new bookstore, and we're going out. The message is going out across the nation and even around the world on the internet. So we're happy to be back with you folks. And we began a study a few days ago on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, so-called the faith chapter of Hebrews, and it's a very interesting and informative, and I hope you'll listen and ask the Lord to take it home to your heart. We looked there at several verses, but we want to go back at this time and just reread beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I hope you folks are listening wherever you are. If you put down everything for just a few moments to listen, we have stations all over the country, all the way up there in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We have station in Northern Ireland. You folks over there in Northern Ireland, I'd like to hear from some of you. It's been a while since that you've written, and in other places. And if you would, let me hear from you. Let's go back now. That was the first verse. And then in verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. By what? By faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Oh, my friend, now that just takes the evolutionist right out of the loop, doesn't it? That's right. It just hits them right square in the face. That puts it down in hell, where the evolutionists belong and where they'll go if they never repent. Now, Listen, I know that we're having that stuff crammed down our children's throat in the school, but seems as though you and I can do nothing about it. But we can ask the Lord to protect our families, our children, wherever they are, that they won't be indoctrinated with that foolish doctrine or damnable doctrine of evolution. Then, let's look back. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And I sometimes get amused a little bit at some of these fellows. They talk about the Big Bang theory, but they never know, they don't know what caused the Big Bang. Then they have these other types of evolutionists and all sorts of things, and talking about the cavemen and all that. Oh, my friend. But God spoke everything into existence, and then they appeared. God swung them out into space on the end of his fingers. He keeps them in motion. All of those things. We put so much emphasis on our space program, our shuttle program, these astronauts going up there. And it is marvelous how they do those things. But I tell you, I don't hear anybody say, give the Lord credit. They don't give God credit for anything. No, they don't come down and say, I praise the Lord that we got back safe, that we had no accidents and none of those things. But listen, planets and things are in motion there, and if they varied one hair's breadth, the universe would go up in an explosion where they would tumble together like firecrackers. Now, verse 4 says, and by faith Abel offered unto God, we saw that in our last study a little bit, didn't we? Offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying, God put his stamp of approval upon Abel's offering there in the garden, and by it being dead yet speaking. Now, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. We saw there earlier that translation means that he was just taken alive and carried into heaven alive. He never saw death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And I think I asked you, maybe I ought to do it again. Is your life pleasing to God? Is your testimony pleasing to God? Is your actions on this earth? You know, we're creatures of God. The Lord created you and me and everyone. But are we pleasing to the God? Or is the Lord unhappy when he looks down upon your life and mine? Are we doing anything that pleases the Lord? Now, verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Isn't that grace, my friend? These two verses that we're studying at this morning, I hope we can get through them maybe, but if not, we have plenty of time. In the opening of our study on faith, on the faith of Enoch, let's first notice the orders God gives it here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Now, we looked at it a little bit in our last study. We find that is not a historical order or a chronological order. No, we mean by that, if you look at verse 9, you'll find that Isaac and Jacob were mentioned both before Sarah in that 11th verse. Then if you read the 13th verse, you'll find that the walls of Jericho, you'll see that the walls of Jericho falling by faith mentioned before the faith of Rahab. Then read verse 32 there, where Gideon is mentioned before Barak and David before Samuel. Now, what is God's order as given here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews? Let's call it the experimental order. Experimental order. I like that word, don't you? Do you know Christ experimentally? Not historically. No, not historically in salvation, but experimentally. Is Christ a living reality in your heart? Do you get up every morning and thank the Lord for the breath you're breathing? Do you go on and go day by day with the knowledge that you are a child of God and that He holds the stars and the moon and the planets in place by the word of His power? But listen, the Holy Spirit chooses these characters of faith, not in their historical order, but in their experimental order. Now, for instance, give you this illustration of the first three characters. We see Abel. First, we see Abel, faith worshiping there at the altar. Enoch, faith walking. Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Then Noah. We see Noah. In Noah, we see faith witnessing. Now, that's what I call the experimental salvation. That's what he means. It means here how their experience. Worshiping by faith comes by walking by faith. Worshiping by faith comes before walking by faith. How many of us have tried to walk by faith and never had any faith? You ever had that problem? I have. You've never worshiped by faith. And now you struggled and toiled to try to walk by faith, and you've never worshiped the Lord by faith. Isn't that so? Oh, what a struggle, what a battle, trying to walk by faith, and you're just trying to make these scriptures real to you. That's the problem with many of our folks today whom I know. They're trying to do their best. They want to do what's right, and they want to walk by faith, but they have no faith to walk by. And listen, because you've never worshiped by faith, you can't walk by faith. Now, that's what he means by experimental order. Then Noah, witnessing by faith. You can't witness by faith until you walk by faith. No, you can't, or till you worship by faith. You see, worship by faith, walk by faith, and witness by faith. That's God's order. For every believer, my friend, every believer that ever is saved, that's God's order. When the Lord saves a sinner, He oftentimes sets him aside until He can deal with his heart, bring many truths home to his heart. But listen, let's go back and look. You know, there's a strong concept about the life of Apostle Paul. Many scholars think that Paul started out on the first missionary journey right after he came back from Arabia in three months. No. You take your Bible and study it. You study the life of Paul. It was 14 years after God saved him before he ever went on his first missionary journey. Now, that may be an eye-opener to you, my friend. But why? Paul first learned to worship by faith. Then he learned to walk by faith before the Lord could ever trust him out there in a world mission. The Lord has to teach us, my friend. The Lord has to do a lot of chiseling on an old sinner, doesn't he? Old sinner like the old trailblazer. The Lord has to do a lot of chiseling. You ever see one of these guys working on a wooden statue up there somewhere in Tennessee? They take a big chunk of log, stand it on its end, they go to chiseling on it, and they make all kind of bears or whatever, moose or whatever they need to do. And it comes out looking just like that. But that's what the Lord does. He chisels and chisels and chisels on a poor old sinner until he gets him just like he wants him before he ever turns. It's like a baby. You don't start feeding a baby red beans and rice as soon as he's born, do you? No. You feed him baby food. You feed him milk and those things. But listen, that's exactly the way God's order. That's the way God's order. And listen, many, many times the Lord has to deal with you. And I've read of other old preachers and pastors back there years ago where it took years before they ever so-called hit the trail. And, they learned to trust the Lord and learn to be quiet, walk with the Lord. And listen, then before you know it, you'll be out witnessing for the Lord. Our Lord is a God of order, my friend. Brother Cole, the old preacher, used to be here many, many times. He said the Lord did everything in order. Everything in order. And that's right. Now, we'll study God's word more closely. We'll find that God has an order for everything. As we've said here before, it's illustrated by Enoch walking by faith before Noah served him by faith. Now, let's notice how Enoch walked before he was saved. Let's take that up. We got a few minute or two. We may not get to it. Let's notice how Enoch walked before he was saved. He was 65 years of age before he ever started walking with the Lord. So go back and read the record in the 5th chapter of Genesis. That'd be a good assignment for you today before we get into our next message. We won't have time to do much with this. 65 years, I believe it was, before he ever started walking with the Lord. Now, how did he walk those years? He walked according to the course of this world, just like every other sinner does, just like you do. Enoch had gone his way of self-will and turned to his own way, as every sinner has. That's what a sinner does, my friend. We come into this world. The scripture says we come into the world speaking lies. We go about doing our own. Did you know every sinner wants his own way? Every sinner who ever born wants to have his own way. That's what he's going to do. Have his own way. And that wheel is never broken. You never get saved. And I tell you, the last thing to go is that unbroken wheel. It's a terrible thing to deal with a heart that's never been touched by the gospel, my friend. I know that there's gracious people who are not saved and yet they're kind and gentle. But you let the Lord cross their wheel. You let the Lord cross the wheel of that 16-year-old boy of yours or 13-year-old girl of yours. You see what human nature is, my friend. And that's why that wheel has to be broken. Day after day it has to be broken. It has to be subdued. And when you come to Christ, that wheel is broken. And then he can put you out on the road. He can put you there in his Sunday school class witnessing for the Lord and those kind of things. But this is the Old Trailblazer. I didn't give you my mailing address earlier. It's the Old Trailblazer. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Tune in next time. Goodbye and God bless you.
Amen.